My dear friends in Christ, the Diocese of Saginaw is blessed to have vibrant parish communities nurturing the sacramental life of the community and providing life-changing ministries to thousands of people. The theme of this year's Catholic Services Appeal, Many Parts, One Church, reminds us that when we come together as the body of Christ and do the work of the Lord, we accomplish much more than an individual parish can do alone. We more completely fulfill our mission as disciples of the Lord. Your financial contributions to the CSA make possible resources and programs to strengthen parishes, invite and welcome home those who have fallen away from the faith, and to support the most vulnerable among us. In a moment, you will hear about some of the many services and programs traditionally funded by the CSA. But first, I am pleased to share that your CSA financial support this year also will fund some new initiatives that I have identified as important needs. These include providing welcome grants to students and families who enroll in our Catholic schools for the first time, increasing financial support to Catholic Family Services, to expand professional services for counseling, adoption, and the needs of the poor and marginalized, increasing the number of issues of Faith Magazine. This publication, one of our most effective evangelization tools, is delivered to all diocesan households. We will begin live streaming of the Sunday Mass from our own cathedral so that those who are homebound or hospitalized may share in the celebration of the Eucharist. These are but a few ways that together as one body, we can make a difference in the lives of so many.
The Diocese of Saginaw is grateful to have young men who are in formation for the priesthood. They come from a variety of backgrounds and communities throughout our diocese and beyond. They each bring their own talents and special gifts to their vocation journey. Contributions to CSA help to support their tuition, housing, and medical expenses. Many opportunities offered through the diocesan ministries and supported by CSA are available to parishes throughout the diocese. Some of these include grief ministry, where individuals from parishes complete a faith-based course to learn how to support those going through the stages of grief. Spiritual and practical training for those who visit the sick and homebound. Marriage preparation for those being wed in the church. And training and support for parish commissions and mission projects. Last year, more than 1,740 people in the Diocese of Saginaw made their first communion or were confirmed. Donations to CSA help to support training for those who teach and guide children and adults as they prepare to receive the sacraments. Nearly 400 lay ministers directly serve nearly every parish in the Diocese of Saginaw, and dozens more are in the formation process. CSA funding helps with the training of these dedicated individuals. These men and women complete a multiple-year program of study, retreats, and prayer before taking their knowledge and skills back to their parishes and communities to lead and guide others. Hundreds of teenagers and young adults throughout the diocese come together in their faith through CSA-sponsored activities. Whether it's attending the annual trip to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, or helping in urban revitalization projects through Youth Encounter Service, young men and young women learn leadership, experience compassion, and share fellowship in very visible settings. Through these and other programs, they illustrate how individuals from all areas are many parts, one church.
Thank you for your continued support of the diocese and your individual parish with your prayers, your service, and your financial contributions. I invite you now to join me in making a pledge to this year's Catholic Services Appeal. we can do together as the Diocese of Saginaw what cannot be accomplished by a single parish. We are many parts, one church in Christ. I thank you for your prayers, I thank you for your support, and thank you for the faith that you bring to the life of the church.